hello, hello, guys. And it's time for your 5-Minute Friday, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I have gorgeous Jack Vanek from The Lady Gang.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Pasadena.
Oh, thanks. I've been here so many times to see you.
I know. Well, it's awesome that you take care of your face, and it's even more awesome that you're open with your followers and your lady gangsters who follow you. That you tell everybody what you do, because, like, honestly, we need to be open and, like, tell people how to take care of themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, we look at celebrities sometimes and we're like, oh my God, I wish my face looked like that or whatever. And it's, they've spent a lot of money on that face, and people just kind of pretend that they don't do anything. So I think it's good to have a little bit of transparency.
I think it's great to have transparency. And, like, why should we give people, you know, a complex about taking care of their beauty? It's so important to maintain. I always tell my patients, you can't expect to have one body till age 80 and not do any maintenance on it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we do maintenance on, like, every other part of our lives. Your face is what you're seeing all the time.
I get my car serviced. I get my teeth cleaned every 6 months.
Gotta get your face serviced.
Perhaps I should take care of my face, right?
Oh, 100%. I agree.
And you're going on TV. Tell us about your show.
I am. So the Lady Gang TV show airs on E! On October 29th at 10:30 after the Kardashians, and then Busy Phillips has a new late night TV show as well. So we'll be after both of them at 10:30. So excited, very nervous.
That's so awesome. What a great time spot. It's yeah. Such a great lead in.
Oh yeah. And they're kind of promoting it as like a Sunday fun day kind of thing. So yeah. It's insane. Cause we're like, Kardashians, the most famous family in the entire world, Busy Phillips, a celebrity, and then three random girls. So I hope everybody likes it.
Well, for those of you guys who don't know the Lady Gang, you should definitely check them out. They have an amazing podcast and Instagram, and three great girls, and they talk about everything.
Mm-hmm. And you've been on our podcast, and we hope to have you back very soon.
I love to be on your podcast again, and I'm really excited to teach your followers all about good skincare and taking care of their beauty and being honest about Botox, because it's all over the networks. Every face, it's like industry standard now to have Botox.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, even in LA in general, I think everyone has Botox, and it's like, why don't we just talk about it?
Yeah, everybody over the age of like 25 to 30 has pretty much gotten in LA.
I started when I was like, I think 27, 28. And mm-hmm. I think that's like kind of a perfect age to start, because then you never get the lines ever.
Right. I think I started when I was 25. But like, you know, I have the most insane forehead muscles, and my Botox wears off in like 2 months. So I've had to start.
Super brow muscles.
It's crazy. Because I used to have, I had the wrinkles when I was 25. So
yeah, you're just very expressive and dynamic. And I love to do Botox so it's not too heavy. Mm-hmm. It's lifting and it just looks smooth and brightens your eyes. But some people metabolize fast. So I have a few tips for you fast metabolizers. Number one.
Tell me now.
definitely like wait 24 hours before you exercise, because you really want the Botox to bind to the particular muscle groups where we put it.
No problem.
And sometimes take some zinc. There's been a few studies done that show that zinc taken around the time of your Botox prolong the effect of it, which is nice. Yeah. Definitely
random.
Try that. Yeah. And then if you're noticing that your Botox wears off a lot, switch from Botox to Xeomin. Xeomin is another brand like Pepsi and Coke. Mm-hmm. They're interchangeable, and Xeomin does not have as much purified proteins. And after a while, your body does start to recognize the Botox, and you can, like, you know, after 15, 20 years of Botox, you can get some immunity to it where you need a little higher dose or you need a little more frequent treatment. So,
right.
So you just have bionic forehead.
That's like just happening to me at a very young age. I'll be having to get like 200 units of Botox when I'm like 35.
Nah, we'll switch you around. So I personally like to switch from Botox to Xeomin to Dysport and then back again. Mm-hmm. So I'll very much like my allergy pills. Like I'll take Claritin, right. Zyrtec, then Allegra. And then you just don't need your body getting used to any one regimen. You got to outsmart those frown muscles.
Mm-hmm. They're smart. They're smart muscles.
So let's talk about how you've been washing your face, because I noticed that you are having to wear a ton of makeup on TV.
Oh yeah. And I'm used to wearing no makeup. I'm a very minimal makeup person. I don't like makeup on my face. But we've been getting a full face of makeup 3 to 4 times a week.
Like 5 a.m.
5 a.m. wearing it until 10 p.m. So
Then when they touch it up, they just slam it on top of the makeup.
It's you're just putting more powder and concealer on top of your face. So I've noticed that my skin is becoming like way more clogged than it usually is. I'm getting way more breakouts and little blackheads everywhere. So yeah. I was talking to you about like the best skincare for that, for somebody that wears makeup more often than not.
Well, definitely, if you can't wash your face, definitely sleep with like Neutrogena, you know, those makeup removing wipes mm-hmm. by your bedside table. Mm-hmm. Like worst case scenario, if you're dead tired, don't sleep in a face of makeup. Oh, no. Just at least give it a wipe down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do my full routine no matter what.
Yeah, I even think you should double cleanse. So mm-hmm. like after a full day of heavy oils and makeups, I would suggest a glycolic wash mm-hmm. as the first layer of cleansing. And I know you love mine.
I love it.
Yeah, but I'm going to get you some perfecting polish because it has salt, Himalayan type salt Ooh. As a salt scrub.
Love it.
So exfoliation without really abrading the skin.
Right.
Yeah. I used to love apricot wash. I kind of grew up in the 80s with that.
Oh,
St.
yeah.
St. Ives apricot wash. Oh, my wash. God.
I loved it, but I hear it's horrible for your skin.
It's a little abrasive because yeah. it's like rough edges of sharp torn apricot seeds. So.
Oh, God. But it feels so good.
Yeah. I mean, so you get the same kind of cleansing effect with the perfecting polish. So yeah. I think that'll be good for you. And then definitely twice a week to do a glycolic peel at mm-hmm. home.
Ooh, okay.
So my glycolic peel pads are terrific. And you know, glycolic, do you know why I love glycolic acid?
Why?
So it is like the power to dissolve the bonds between dead skin cells. So glycolic is a fruit acid, very light and natural, not too stingy. Mm-hmm. And it breaks down bonds between dead skin. So your skin on the surface, every hour, 60,000 skin cells expire sitting on the surface of the face.
Oh, wow.
Actually, probably every 10 minutes that happens. And if you do nothing, you get this kind of adult dullness to your skin. So glycolic will break up those bonds and brighten and really give you that glow.
Ooh, like I need that glow.
Yeah, like children's skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how some people just have a glow, even they're wearing makeup, but you can still tell that their skin has a lot of turnover and freshness. So
right.
glycolic makes your skin turn over fast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Two times a week?
Twice a week is plenty because this is 20% glycolic. It's a little tingly and active when you first try it on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like my first few nights, I was like, oh my God, is it going to stop tingling? But
yeah, is my skin going to fall off? What's happening?
You'll wash your face, wipe it on all over one full pass. It starts to tingle. Give it like two to 5 minutes. If the tingling persists more than 5 minutes, you want to just go ahead and wash it off, and you can just do short contact with it.
Got it.
So it's on for long enough to do something, but not too long to inflame you. And then if after 2 to 5 minutes your skin's not stingy, then just sleep with it. And in the morning, your skin will be like glowy, fresh, and dewy, and everybody will be like, what did you do to your skin last night?
What is happening?
At the office, we can completely tell when someone used their peel pads the night before. We're always really? Like, you did a peel last night.
I can tell your skin looks like a baby's.
Yeah. So those are some good tips for makeup removal. And, you know, if you have comedones, do you ever get little
yeah.
white bumps under the skin?
I mean, my face used to be covered in them. I had to get the extraction facials where they'd like poke them and push them out.
Yes.
It's called milia, right?
Milia is one thing where they're little firm, hard kernels of keratin, and comedones are a version of that are easier to extract than milia.
Oh, okay.
Easier. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I have both.
Yeah.
My skin just gets very clogged.
Yeah. And if you have them, don't try force them out at home because they just don't come out.
Oh no.
You just will like bruise and scar your skin.
Yep. I've given that up.
Yeah. Come and see our esthetician. She had beautiful extractions of all those milia. So if you're suffering from those bumps under the surface of the skin, you want to do a glycolic wash twice a day for morning and night for about a month, and it'll really take care of the dead skin that builds up and plugs those pores.
Ah, amazing.
Amazing.
Yes. I need it.
Any tips for us who want to go on TV?
Oh my gosh. This is my first rodeo, so I'm just trying to get through it myself.
Nervous and excited.
Yeah. It's a whole new world for me, but I'm hanging in there and hopefully it turns out okay.
Well, I've seen your commercials on E! And they are so cute. They really want to just make you watch it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty fun. So we'll see if everybody tunes in.
We will see.
Yeah.
Well, that in a nutshell is how to wash your face, how to remove your makeup.
I'm going to do it literally in 2 seconds because I have a full face of makeup on right now and it needs to come off.
That's one of my favorite things to do at the end of the day is that like purging, wash off the day and get that clean skin, sweatpants feeling.
It feels so good. It's the best feeling in the world.
Yes. Well, thanks for trusting me with your gorgeous skin.
Thank you for having me. You know, yeah. I love you.
I hope you guys will all tune in and watch The Lady Gang. We got to support each other. And one of these days, Jack, I want to have my own reality TV show.
I got to come on.
The Beautiful Side of Beauty, right?
Oh my gosh. And well, you can have it in your beautiful office now. It's amazing in here.
I know. Don't you love it?
I love it. It's so
full,
pretty.
It's a full makeover, full facelift. And
it is. Oh my gosh. It's so pretty.
Thank you. Well, there you have it, you guys. That's our 5-Minute Friday. Thanks so much for tuning in. And don't forget to listen in on Tuesdays for our longer podcast. I'm going to teach you all about the science of healthy, sexy skin at every age. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Find Jack Vanek on her Instagram at Jack Vanek and at Jack Wisdom.
Yep, that's my meme account.
Yeah. And hopefully you'll tune into The Lady Gang too. See you soon. Stay beautiful.